Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this beautiful August Sunday. It is wonderful to be together to do important work of lifting our hearts and our voices up to God and to receive from God innumerable graces. There are a couple of announcements that we have today, and Andrea, I'm going to get you to head to the microphone, and while she's on her way, I'm going to let you know that last week there was a wonderful children's camp at Wesley Knox. There were fire trucks, ambulances, and police cars, and none of them were called because of the kids. So they were able to have fun and play together, about 28 kids, and it was a fantastic partnership between St. James and Wesley Knox. So a huge, huge congratulations to all who were involved in that. And Reverend Anne is now on a much needed and much deserved holiday for the next 3 weeks. So you're stuck with me, but she will be back. No worries about that. Andrea.
Good morning. I know many of you have been to the concerts that Steve Hollowitz has been holding the last few years on my front lawn. And I know many of you have also attended Adam Hollowitz's productions called the Manor Park Evening Post. Well, for those of you who have, you've got a unique opportunity tomorrow to see both. And for those who have not, please come to my house tomorrow at 2 o'clock for Manor Park Afternoon Post, which will feature Adam and Kedra. But in addition to that, we have the musicians, Steve, of course, and Paul Stevenson, but also Paul Grambo and Katie Clark. So I am really, really excited to be hosting this concert tomorrow, and I really hope a lot of you will come. I live at the northwest corner of Elmwood and Edwards, so it's just a couple blocks from here. Just bring a lawn chair, and if you get there early, you'll be guaranteed some shade. There's a lot of shade, but not entirely shade. So see you tomorrow, I hope, at 2 o'clock.
Well, with that, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts and our minds and to recognize that we enter into the presence of God. Please stand for our opening hymn.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And together we say, Almighty God, to you all hearts are opened, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, fed the hungry with the bread of his life and the word of his kingdom. Renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness, sustain us by your true and living bread, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: fornication, impurity, passion, evil, desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourselves with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free, but Christ is in all. The word of the Lord.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, who is good, and whose mercy endures forever.
Let all those whom the Lord has redeemed proclaim that God redeemed them from the hand of the foe.
The Lord gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
Some wandered in desert wastes. They found no way to a city where they might dwell.
They were hungry and thirsty. Their spirits languished within them.
Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, who divided them from their distress.
The Lord put their feet on a straight path, to go to a city where they might dwell.
Let them give thanks to you, O Lord, for your mercy and the wonders you do for your children.
For you satisfy the thirsty and fill the hungry with good things.
Whoever is wise will ponder these things and consider well the mercies of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbiter over you?" And then he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. For one's life does not consist in abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And then I will store all my grain with my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich towards God." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So in preparing the sermon this week, I had a realization. And the realization is that the readings this week are a gift. But we have to do something very un-Anglican to accept this gift. And that is to remember the verse and passage of the gospel reading. So I want you all to memorize Luke 12:13. And the reason I want you to remember this is because it is the perfect answer to any time somebody says, "I'm praying for a certain sports team to win the cup." Jesus goes, "Who am I to be a judge or arbiter over you?" And I just had this image this week of Jesus sitting back at all these prayers that the Leafs will win the cup, or in my case, the Jets, and just going like, "Really? Guys, come on. Come on." And so I want to give you the gift of the verse I just forgot, Luke 12:13. Okay, so we can work on this together, and this will be a wonderful gift that we have to enlighten the entire world when people say silly things about praying for their sports team. But there's more to this gospel than that, isn't there? There's more to the readings today than that. I was struck so much by this concept of greed. I was struck because on the surface, it's an easy thing. We tell our kids, we tell Eva over there, "Don't be greedy," as she's sharing markers with Katie. She's doing a very good job at not being greedy. But we all, in our own ways, put ourselves first. We all, in our own ways, make ourselves the center of the universe. We are all the protagonists of our own story. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it is when we begin to isolate ourselves from others. Has anyone heard of the concept of third space? Jordan's heard of third space. Third space is a fantastic and a developing idea. And what it is it's the concept of you've got two places typically in your life. You have your home and you have your work. And these occupy the majority of our lives going forward. But the desire is for somewhere that's a third space, that's not home, not work, but a place where we can connect with others, a place where we can make meaningful interactions, where we can build a community and develop relationships that transcend, that go beyond the simple relationships that we have at home or the relationships that we have at work. Although society doesn't recognize the value of it, I think church can be a third space. I think in church, if you look around, you will see people very different from yourself. We cover a broad range of the political spectrum here. We cover a broad range of the socioeconomic class. And in a third place, we get a chance to interact and build community. The greed and the selfishness that I saw reflected in the readings today are when we take what we have, we hold it to ourselves, and we step away. We isolate ourselves. We pull back and protect. If there's one thing we know about God, is that God is generous and self-giving. That's what the whole meaning of the cross is. A pouring out of everything that Jesus had to offer, his whole life. And in Jesus, we see a reflection of the Father, giving and creating. To walk in the image of God is to be a people that gives and gives in a way that builds relationship and community. That is at the heart of what it means to be a Christian. To recognize that each and every person is so beloved by God that they are valuable. And when we dare and risk stepping outside of our comfort zone to make friends with someone new, to learn about them and care about them in a true and powerful way, we risk being changed by that relationship. We risk being changed by God. But it's a good thing. I don't want to hit the nail on the head too firmly, but in today's climate with trade policies, this idea of isolation, of looking after our own, of our country first, seems a little bit greedy. I think the Christian response, the response that Jesus himself calls us to, is to be radically compassionate, to be incredibly kind, and to be generous, not only with our possessions, not only with our money, but with our spirit. We all know that there are people in our life that we could be kinder to, that we could be more compassionate of, that we could embrace instead of reject. I'm not going to lie to you. It's hard work. It's easy to say hanging on and stealing the pencil crayons in the playground is greedy. But really, when we hang on to things instead of caring about one another, that is a greed that I think we all can work on. And you're not alone in this. I'm with you. And I thank God that we have each other. My prayer is that this is a place where we can call each other out in love, in kindness. For not one of us is perfect, but we all look to a perfect example. We all look to Jesus as the one to guide us and to shape us and for us to model our life around. So, who are we to say that Jesus is judge or arbiter over us? I don't know, but what I'd like to call Jesus as my friend, my guide, and my example. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Having heard God speak to us through the words of Holy Scripture, through wrestling with what they might mean today in the sermon, we now come to a moment in our service where we're invited to affirm our faith. And so let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Generous God, your love sets us free and fills us with your grace. Set our hearts at peace that we may trust in your rich bounty. Give us patient and pure hearts, O God. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Generous God, we pray for all troubled by their economic state, for farmers anxious about their crops, for traders anxious about market fluctuations, for those who feel shut out from access to wealth and sufficient for the day. In all things, teach us to celebrate the gifts of your abundant love. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Generous God, you unite us in a commonwealth. We pray for our community. Bind us together and expand our charity to reach all your people. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Generous God, your compassion extends throughout creation. Hear our prayer for all in any kind of need. Sustain them in their troubles and restore in them hope in you. We think today especially of Gavin, Catherine, Jovia, Andrew, Linda, Kelly, Sherry, Scott, Tom, Deb, John, Gail, Diane, Donna Nancy, and Vicky. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Generous God, you are the source and goal of all life. We lay before your love all who have died. At the final judgment, draw us all to your treasury in heaven. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. After his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples. He said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Let us share Christ's peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you." Thank you. Let us pray. God, our sustainer, accept all that we offer you this day, and feed us continually with that bread which satisfies all hunger, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. And now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of
gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who, on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory. Through your servant, Jesus Christ, all glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. God of grace, we have shared in the mystery of the body and blood of Christ. May we who have tasted the bread of life live with you forever. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship has come to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Presence be your guide.
strength.